Blog Talk Radio.
Remember when they used to act like they heard of me?
Y'all look like some funny dudes, man, don't make me shoot with a Ruger, gonna straight school you, yes we are, damn dudes in that gang, bang, bang, choppers on deck, if you act dry, you get wet, that's that never been on that front shit, run up and you gonna learn about that killer shit, but the real people who be on that shit, in the trap, counting stacks, at the hood, know your facts, or I'll put a hole in your fitted head, doctor can't fix that, get yourself straight jet, have you walking naked, make you buy your own shit back, while me and the set, have a laugh, that's your expense, don't put us to the test, cause we laying punk suckers to rest, real talk, put some paper on it, or get your broke ass out the spot, y'all some broke busters getting money on the daily, got the block all crazy, fleet of foreign whips, and the chain game on point, baby, never sleep on the crew, cause motherfuckers straight up bet you gonna lose.
Remember when they used to act like they ain't hurting me? Tearing me apart, I'm a knee surgery. Go call the doctor, tell him it's emergency. They try to go, but I ain't stopping till they murder me.
What you'll do it twice, bitch, and we'll do it again. Connect, gang, bang, bang, pass me the paper and pen. Take others at it again, notify your next of kin. The rap gang got weak, but now my G's out the pen. When we was locked down, bitch, yeah, the game turns off. Like a real rapper, call for me to go off. We found out these snakes, yeah, we cut them all out. Dirty fly Midwest, we the best, no doubt. Who got that clout? Yeah, scream it out, yeah, you know the name. Now throw them fingers up and shout it out, connect gang, bang, bang. Pack the fuck up, but you could lose your headpiece. There's no peace when I release the rap game. From this to speak, white sheep and toe tags. Might be how you know that. We roll with throwbacks, real gangsters that throw back. For rappers need a shooter, we carried our own straps. Nobody guards this year, all you hoes rap. We came to show us deep, the murder your whole being. If you claim to know me, friend the guy we own me. Use the killer to show me, cause I'm gonna start killing them slowly. Till all cops below me, and they ain't nobody else from me except for all my dogs.
Remember when they used to act like they ain't hurting me? Tearing me apart, I'm a knee touching me. Go call the doctor, tell him it's emergency. They try to go, but I ain't stopping till they murder me. They gon' try me now, gon' try me now.
They don't be dearly departed and chopped and sold in heat markets when I drop with caddy. The artist, you know we do this the hardest. Regardless, y'all like moving targets when we pull out and spark it. Toss your CD in the garbage, cause that shit was retarded. It's arson. We spit that flaming shit that scores to your garments. Burn them out, they house and home, and make them leave they apartments and hardships. You must be silly, so I'm fucking shit up. And if I happen to speed shit up, do you think that you can keep up? Feel really bad, make them all gasp underneath the cash. I don't really wanna blast with the circumstances. Don't make me half snack and ass. With all that, so I'm running any place with no mask. Taking everything that I can grab, anything that you have, TVs and iPads, laptops, crap box. shot. Ain't no way they're gonna meet the stop. I'ma shoot him and eat me with a lethal clock. They don't fuck with police, they gon' need the cops. I'm dropping boulders, don't fuck with rocks. Can't build these shoes if you got holes in your socks. They be coming with a hopeful squad. Turn it up to hear this shit to the history blocks. Don't stop connect gang and pack the fuck up. Bang bang if you ask me what's up. No fuck that I'll ever get. You know dirty clocks gon' do it big. Keep hashing up, gon' slap these kids where they all live. No doubt, man, I'm all in. And we ball in. Bang bang.
Motherfuckers wanna talk tough, but I never see the action. Man, these punk suckers been headed. I can't let it slide, now I gotta go end them. Hand cannon, blow they fucking head back. In the streets, it's just hard facts. Some shit you gotta do to maintain and get big stacks. Got big dreams that require big cream. So don't be shocked if my G's come through your compound like a SEAL team. Haters wanna spread rumors and make drama, but go around, come around, so I send them llamas. My lady gripping on Prada baggage, and your wife a crackhead fucking for the cabbage. Everyday street life is so scandalous. Pull out the sod off and blow out his appendix. We end this. Never surrender, we go until the last man. Connect gang, we the shit, man.
Trash bags and tote tags, saran wrap stacks full of big cash. That's how we do every day in the streets, cousin. These fuck boys got no love for them. I can see me with the 12 gauge blazing on them. Ride up a thing on them. We taking over every block, no debating on them. Never surrender, we go until the last man. You heard right, we the shit, man.
We all connected, comic and DG clip. Won't start it, but end it. No ending, I'm letting you know. No surrender, I'm deadly, I'm not heavy. So I can move quick when I throw the first blow. I was ready, never forgetting my homie. So I come up from the underground like a Dodrio. You hoping I open your skull with something dull, but my delivery is like a smoking gun. The words are the chamber, so when it's full, you know how it's done. And when you hear this, you better fucking run, cause nobody's safe. I don't see no safe zone. I run into the phone booth like Superman and duck next to the payphone. Cause they won't hit any target cause they aim wrong. Everybody's out there to try to get at peace, and now the world is fucked up without loyal police. Okay, Tom? Shit, are you okay, dog? But we stay strong when we down and wounded, cause this is hip-hop one-on-one movement.
Trash bags and tote tags, saran wrap stacks full of big cash. That's how we do every day in the streets, cousin. These fuck boys got no love for them. I can see me with the 12 gauge blazing on them. Ride up the thing on them. We taking over every block, no debating on them. Never surrender, we going through the last man. You heard right, we the shit, man.
Yo, what up, though?
What up, though?
Connect up, Gang though, Radio in on another one.
What's poppin'?
Shit, what's up with you, cuz?
Shit, chillin', chillin'. No fun. Hell excited yeah. About this show, June 12th.
Hell yeah.
What's up? I ain't heard that last track you played. That's off that Hip Hop 101 coming up this month.
Hell yeah, that's me and Comic Maka out of Canada, man, the homie Jerry J. Kennedy.
Oh, okay, hell yeah, that shit was banging. That shit was hard as
hell
fuck.
Yeah. That shit gonna tear the game up.
Hell yeah, and then them tracks with Caddy, he just dropped his album, so everybody go download that shit, cop that shit. The new Caddy packed the fuck up. Caddy, your artist.
Yeah.
And we got that show.
That
hell yeah. Everybody come to that show if you in the Detroit area, the whole metro area. Show out, Oakland County show out, all y'all show out. Fucking the whole D show out, in town, Westland. We're going to be in Westland, Wayne, Garden City. All y'all to show up. June 12th.
Yeah, where the venue at again, cuz?
It's on Cherry Hill at Jumping Party. That's right across the street from Skateland West. All my MMA fam show up at that bitch. Fuck me. Shout out to New Me Custom Tees and Henry Fields. Fuck me. That shit's going to be slamming. D-Book's birthday bash at that bitch. Free beer from 10 to 11. Sherry, you get the tickets now. You get the CD with a features from every artist that's going to be performing that night, too. She's going to be live. We got a motherfucking chef in that bitch cooking food and shit. Fucking, we got the grub up in there. It's going to be popping and shit.
Hell June yeah, 12. Well, free beer too, right?
Yeah, free beer from 10 to 11. See, it might have stretched a little longer than that, but we popping off from 8 to 2.
Man, that's going to be the show of the year.
Yeah, you got to pay double the price if you you buy up a ticket at the door. So you better get them tickets ASAP. You can hit up my booker. You can hit up anybody in the pack, anybody in the Connect gang. We'll get that shit to you. You can holler at me, Jay Gutter. I get that shit to you. We got that shit. Hit up Southwest Surgeon, Yeller, Joy Boy, B Money, Caddy the Artist. Hit it. Anybody else, you can get that shit. This shit. We got the Hip Hop 101 coming up. That shit's gonna be killing them. Dropping another mixtape on.
Hell yeah! That shit just one after the other.
Hell yeah! We still getting hits on that Connect World and Cash Out like a motherfucking. That shit gonna be all right,
hey. We got the guest on the line, cuz I'm gonna go ahead and punch him through.
No doubt.
Yo, Brent.
What up, though, Brent?
Hang on a thing. Thing's been hang on a second, cuz. Yo, what's up?
What's up?
Brent. Yo, what's up, bro?
Yeah. How you doing, DG?
Shit, I'm good, bro. What you into?
Shoot, I'm out here trying to network. You know what I'm saying? I'm building a new platform out there for new artists, producers, A&Rs, any business, industry, professional looking to network and contact with hardworking, motivated young individuals like ourselves out here trying to make music, trying to make money, trying to do all the things the right way. You know, I'm partnered up with a lot of different people right now, and we're all trying to make solid moves with solid connections. You know, a lot of people out here in this game right now don't understand this is 90% business and 10% talent. You can push a really, really piss-poor product a long way with the right marketing campaigns.
Right.
You know, we see it happen all the time. They drop hot singles, hot, the dopest shit, and it's whack. It's garbage. But we all eat it up. Why do we do that? Because a good marketing campaign, strong promotion, thousands of dollars invested on serious promotion and products, you know?
Right.
That's how all the big-timers do it. So why are so many strong, independent, you know, substantial artists not getting plays? Because they're not putting their promotion in the right avenues. They're not taking their product to the next level and investing in themselves and their company. They're not doing the things the big ones are, like brand imaging, network marketing, Twitter promo, Facebook promo, creating official pages, you know? Those are the things that we need to be out there doing and helping each other out. The older guys out here have been doing it for a while. They understand that, you know? Look at tech. There's no telling how much they're dropping on all these projects they're working right now, but it's thousands, if not millions, in PR campaigns, marketing funds, you know? So I've been out here soaking the game up for a while now, just trying to figure out how it works and whatnot. You know, I'm an independent producer. I got a solid career. I'm a family man. But at the same time, I want to take my career to the next level in the music industry. So I've been out here soaking up a lot of game trying to figure out, you know, what is the difference between a hot product and a not product? And what it boils down to is marketing, you know? That's really what makes or breaks a campaign. So,
right. No, that's true, man. You're right. It's like how many, like you were saying about the, you know, some shitty-ass artists, but he blow up big because of marketing, man. Like, look at Rich Homie Quan and Young Thug, man. Those dudes suck ass. But,
right. But they got their money in all the right spots, man. They're doing all the right things business-wise. And this whole business is 90% business, man. It really depends on who you know, not what you know. You know, I've seen producers that got the hottest beats, way better than anything you've ever heard. But you've never heard it before. Because they don't have it in the right places. They're not getting their plays in the places that they need them at. they're not having the right individuals in A&Rs reviewing their product because they're not targeting their customers. You know, they're throwing their product out there to anyone and everyone, just expecting the people that are going to love it to come soak it up. And that's not how it works out here. You got to go and find the people that you're looking for that are looking for you.
Right.
And then you got to build solid working business practices with those people. Long-lasting, long-term professional contacts. You know, I've heard 100 big-time artists tell me over the past 9 months that one big fuck-up can ruin your entire career. You know,
Hell yeah. There's
truth in that. There's a lot of truth in that. So if you don't have a solid, concrete foundation to build on, the whole house of cards can come crumbling down. You can be overextended on your credit and lose everything. Everything you worked so hard for just because you didn't place yourself into the right avenues that you needed to be in. You didn't, you know, try and absorb extra revenue streams that you could be making off of your product, you know, because you're only going to drop an album in the big time one time a year. Maybe two if you've got a whole bunch of money and time to back it. You know, you got to be living off of something else while you're working on your music. And the guys out here doing this already know this, and those are the people that I'm looking for. The ones with experience that are doing what they're doing. They don't need the major industry to hold them down because they've got enough revenue streams that they're comfortable. They're able to do what they want to do at their own time, their own way, and produce hit mega records in the underground.
Yeah, there's a lot
That's
of people,
what I'm
man.
Looking
they're
for.
Making billions in the underground.
Right. And the underground's what's going to hold this industry down. When all of the substance is gone, the underground's still going to be here.
Yeah, we the anchor of that shit.
The underground's the new mainstream. That's what it is.
Hell yeah.
That's what it is.
Now, what you were talking about, man, with with all the promotion and stuff. I mean, there's a lot of people offering that. So, what makes your company different from, cause, I mean, there's a ton of beach stores out there already. There's promoters, all that shit. So, I mean, what makes yours different? Oh, shit, I think he's gone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fuck, I think he's gone, man. He just dropped off the board.
Yo, Grant, is this up?
Damn. That's a burnt moment.
It is all about the marketing and the promotion. I mean, it's all about the marketing and the promotion. How's feeling everything you're saying about the marketing and the promoting and all that? And
Hell yeah, I was too.
Yeah,
I wonder if the phone died.
Yeah.
His phone might have died. That's all right. We got a lot of callers, though, man. Let's take some callers.
Yeah, take some callers.
937-760, you on?
What up?
What's going on, bro?
It's your boy Young J, man. Just, I want to speak on that, you know what I'm saying? And, I want to speak on the music that I just heard, too. The music is hot, by the way, you know what I'm saying? I'm loving the tracks, you know what I'm saying? Now, the thing is about, you know, what dude said before, you know what I'm saying? I kind of agree with some of the stuff that he was saying and some of the stuff that I don't agree with. But the thing is, though, now, about the marketing, you know, you got to have your individual and you got to know the right people to connect with the right, smarter, you know, type of genius of connecting to people that know how to actually promote their music and put their music out there in sense of a way of having the music coming from what they created from then, not only just as artists that's in big names, you feel me? That's not only as if they're up to, say for instance, Wayne's level or T.I. or anybody like that, you know what I'm saying? But like focus like more on like the underground, you know what I'm saying? Because like the underground level is where we at. I'm from Dayton, Ohio, and I'm on a underground level of a scene where, you know, I've been doing this since I was 14 years old, and I'm 23 years old now, you know, so basically count how many years that had been for me, you feel me? And with the way that they have these rappers nowadays, from back then rappers to nowadays rappers, are most of the intensity of having back on slashes of, you know, Motown Records, AR, JTP Records or something, or they have like, you know what I'm saying, like having all these companies promoting and marketing on music on their level of skills, not only because they getting so many plays and not because they getting so many fan bases, but it's because of the most of the hottest music that they put out today and the most of the music that they have been given and been giving them to their fans to just say, okay, about the Young Thug. Now, Young Thug been coming out with music, and his music is trash. You already know that. You know what I'm saying? I agree with dude on that. You know,
mainstream is not.
Right. And with the main focus of being mainstream.
They're bumping in their mama's Escalade, riding around. That's who's bumping Young Thug. Somebody out there in the suburbs and their mama's ride. Bumping Wayne, Young Thug, all that shit.
Right. Yeah,
nobody in the hood listen to that shit.
And see with their music. Okay, let me ask y'all this. See, do y'all remember when back from when the Hot Boys originally first started? Remember that?
Right.
I used to bump the fuck out the Hot Boys.
When he was back,
the Hot Boys was the shit, y'all. You got to remember at the time, they were rocking. That they
before
the at that time.
That shit was bad.
See, when they had their marketing, when it was Wayne, BG, Baby, when it was Slim, Turk, all of them. And they had their boy band thing going on at the same time as the Backstreet Boys back in the day. And they had their whole entire section. So they made their thing as Hot Boys, just making their fire as street albums, classics, mixtapes, all that. From back when 1998, let's go back from far from back in the day's music to now's music to when Wayne and them came out to, but as according to people that think to know hip hop is all about certain things about when people say, okay, well, hip hop is about fucking bitches, having fancy cars, shit like that, whatever. No. Music is about music. Music is being a part of a generation of hip hop because hip hop is not, you know, hip hop is not gonna stop until hip hop is irrelevant. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
and hip hop
has that ain't never gonna be irrelevant.
Right. Music is going to last forever. It's been around since before radio and before all these instruments and stuff, you know, when it went back to people just sitting around humming and clicking. It's a coming together of people is what music is. And it's something that everybody can embrace, you know. There's going to be different types of music for different people. And what I'm trying to show is how important it is to find the kind of people that embrace the kind of music that you're trying to make.
Right, and see when when people realize that hip hop is not just about gimmicks or about just having moments of treasuring that skill of making hip hop music about things about bad bitches fucking them hoes or whatever, da da da. It's about actually about life stories. It's about actually
right.
how they made the music. It's about how they put the music into their stories and how about they putting it into their categories. You feel me? And
right.
when they have their categories into their music is already, you know, written. So they have their music on all the way up to a level. They have certain levels of industry music. They have certain music of underground music. They have their music up to maybe 10%, 15%, 20%, 100%, or whatever. You feel me?
Right.
So they have.
Yeah, there's definitely levels to this game right here, you know, because you got people operating at certain levels. And once they start killing it on that level, they get the tools they need to project themselves to the next level. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's like first you got to be able to embrace the underground and get yourself a following and a community of loyal fans, you know, so that you have a fan base to build off of before you can even think about taking it to that national level or that international
right.
level. Right. So there's different levels to this game, but the music game's changing all over
right.
itself right now. You know, right now in my bedroom, I have a computer that is able to do what you couldn't accomplish with a $10 million studio 20 years ago. You know,
right.
You feel me? And a 16-year-old kid has that in his bedroom right now. Just chilling.
True,
it's in the best music you've ever heard before. But you haven't heard it.
And see, like, with me, and see, the way that I feel about how music is being played out today, like, it's just, like, with the people that's being in the music game and the way that they plan it, is they making it seem like, okay, the music is not, you know, how everybody wanted to, how they wanted it. It was supposed to be actually, it was actually supposed to be original. It was supposed to be steady, you know, keeping it the same as how the Hot Boys had it when they first came out. Because originally, now that Young Thug is in the game was weak ass, and how they putting everybody else in the game, and everybody is just flooding it with all this chewing bubblegum, rap, shit like that, all that, whatever, you know what I'm saying, and not keeping it real. I mean, come on now, who is all going to be fans of each and of these rappers when you have Bone Thugs in the game killing it, when you have, let me see, trying to think of somebody else, when you have T.I. killing it, when you have, like, just about basic of every other artist killing it, you feel me? And like nowadays, and like now, you have the young ones in the game that's killing it as well. You have the you have the money. You have, for instance, you have like a lot of people around each city that's doing their own thing. You know what I'm saying? And y'all, and with the music that y'all just played, you know, y'all music is killing it as well, too. You know what I'm saying? I like that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because the music that I heard that y'all was playing like 10, 20, 30 minutes ago or whatever, y'all music is killing it, man. And that's straight up real shit. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that, bro.
I have, you know what I'm saying, and, like, I have respect for every type of music and everything. And me, I post my music on Facebook a lot because I promote my music, you know, from off of my mixtapes, from off of, you know, doing what I need to do off of my SoundCloud and everything like that. I'm working on me and working on my music and working on being a better energy in the creative flow of an artist. You know what I'm saying? Because with the way that people was moving in the game, not only as the people would see that and not only have their opportunity to have a better chance of making their songs hot and hotter or making their songs rise up above to doing what they need to do, because really not everybody is going to pay attention to most music and say, all right, well, I listened to this for 5 minutes and then just turned it off quick and be like, oh, nah, I can't listen to it no more because of what this person said or what that person said or what that person is doing or what that person done become. No. What I'm saying is the music has its own self of its own generation. The music has every right and have publicity to have the music that needs to be heard and needs to be punctuated and needs to be out there and needs to be putting more music and need to put more people into the game. More people need to be out there and more people need to be heard. More people need to be coming out and stepping in, putting more money into it, investing. You feel me? So
yeah.
With people having...
Yeah, bro, hey, man, I don't mean to cut you off, man, but we're running out of time. So if you you got any links you want to shout out where people can find your music, see what you all about or whatever, shout them out.
All right. You can find me on... You can find me at Young J on SoundCloud. That is... Beef, my new single called Beef featuring my homeboy Bond. You can check that out. I got more links on there and stuff. New single with a friend of mine named JR called Broken Heart. You can find that on there on SoundCloud. You know, so you can find me on every site. Look out for my brother mixtape, Tonton Shady, Living Dreams. You can find everybody mixtape, man. So
hell yeah.
Yeah.
I heard that, man. Hey, we appreciate you calling in, bro. You always got some good opinions when you call in, man. You make a lot of good points. We appreciate you.
Oh yeah, thank you. Much love to y'all and much love to y'all city, man. Much love to everybody that calling in, man. Much love to y'all radio station as well, man. Gang Radio all the way, Young J, man.
Wow. All right, bro. Stay up.
Okay.
Damn, cuz, that's another one in the books.
That's another one. Shit.
Dude, this episode was turned up.
Hell yeah. Was the lines all lit up?
Hell yeah, lines is all lit up, man. We took a bunch of callers today.
Hell yeah. I know people trying to listen in and shit. Fucking shit. But yeah, fucking, I'm ready for this motherfucking show, dog. Fucking be in the studio all night, Friday night and shit. Fucking pulling an all-nighter and shit in there. Fucking getting ready for this bitch. Fucking.
Hell yeah. Finish up this mixtape. Get the rest of them collabs out. Tear up the stage.
That'll be done. That shit. Most of the shit, fucking on performance off these tapes. Fucking,
yeah, yeah.
Child, I'm doing my verse off Liquid Elixir at the show and shit. Fucking,
oh,
I'm just trying.
Oh, y'all put a mashup together on that.
Yeah, we're just gonna chop it all up and shit like that. I don't know. We might be able to see what Heem's schedule's like. If Heem can get that, then we'll be straight. Fucking throw Heem on there. So, we'll see if he shows up at the studio Friday night and shit.
All right, well, shit, cuz, fucking good-ass show. You did it again.
Yeah, but we out this motherfucker, Connect Gang. Back the fuck up. Bang, bang.
Back the fuck up. Bang, bang.
What's poppin'?